News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Younger people in nursing homes have wasted lives. That's the view of the Ombudsman, Peter Tindall. He joins us now. Peter, I have to say I was shocked to know there are 1,300 people under the age of 65 in nursing homes. You believe, for at least some of them, that represent wasted lives. Tell us why.
Because that's what they told us, principally. When we talked to 28 people as a result of a small number of complaints we had, first of all, we were surprised ourselves, shocked even at the numbers of people under 65 in our nursing homes. And then when we started to talk to people, their stories were quite powerful. And clearly for the people we spoke to, they simply didn't want to be there, but they couldn't get the support they needed in order to live in the community.
Why is that? How have we got a situation where, and we're going to be talking to a man who's a couple of years older than myself, he's in his mid-50s, who's in a nursing home at the moment. How has that happened?
I think we've always found nursing homes as an easy way of dealing with people in hospital who would require support in order to move out, or people who are living at home where they're not able to continue living there without support. It's a funding system that's biased very heavily in favour of nursing homes. The Fair Deal scheme is a statutory scheme, so there is funding available for people in nursing homes. Until now, there hasn't been a statutory scheme for home support, so that there was funding available for one route but not for the other. And I think as well, once people have gone into nursing homes, there's a lack of oversight, there's a lack of knowledge about their wishes, which means that the system doesn't plan to help them to move back into the community.
Okay, so number one priority, in summary, Peter, there has to be some kind of scheme to allow people to stay in supported accommodation or at home rather than a nursing home.
Yes, the first thing we would say is that there has to be a detailed survey of the people currently in nursing homes to find out what their will and preference is. And then there needs to be a plan put in place to enable those people who want to move into the community to do so. There needs to be a switch to a statutory home support scheme. We're pleased to see that's in the programme for government. We're looking forward to seeing that introduced so that the current bias in favour of nursing home care is removed. We need to make sure that for those people who have to, for the moment, remain in nursing homes, that they have an improved quality of life and that they have access to the kind of recreational and other activities that are appropriate to their interests and age.
Okay, we will leave it there, Ombudsman. Peter Tindall, thank you indeed for that. We will be talking...